You are listening to KPFK Los Angeles at 90.7 FM, 98.7 FM in Santa Barbara, and we broadcast all over the world at kpfk.org. My name is Michael Barnes. The name of this show is Melting Pot, here every Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. here on KPFK. And I hope you've had a very nice holiday season wherever you are. We're just going to have some fun with vinyl records here at the end of the month. As is generally the case, we play all vinyl on the last Sunday of the month and do kind of a freeform thing, try to plan as little as possible for these shows and just see where the spirit takes us. Wanted to start things off, or actually a couple things to start off. One, really big thanks to everybody who supported KPFK and supported this show during our recent fundraiser. We hit all our goals, which is something that hasn't been happening too lately with our fundraisers, but we hit the goals on a show and for the entire station, and that's only possible because of you guys out there, so thank you so much for supporting us. And also, just wanted to let you know, kind of in particular, in addition to just doing all vinyl and freeform thing this month, what I'm playing you are bits out of my record collection that I actually tracked down this year, 2010. And so this in some ways is a best of 2010 show, the best vinyl that I picked up. And then next week's show, the first show of 2011, will actually be looking back at 2010. So on January the 2nd, going to play you 2 hours of the best music, best new music, some of which was on vinyl, that came out in 2010. So definitely stay tuned for that next week here on Melting Pot. Wanted to start things off with just a very short tribute to a musician who passed away last week, and since I wasn't here doing the show, wasn't able to pay tribute to him then, but he's somebody who meant a lot to me growing up, and whose music is still among my favorites, and that's Don Van Vliet, also known as Captain Beefheart. And made a decision to kind of postpone maybe a full tribute, maybe a little too soon, and gives me some time to really prepare it the way that I want to. So we are going to do a 2-hour tribute to Captain Beefheart, but it's going to come in January, just the day after what would have been his 70th birthday, and working on trying to actually get a couple guests in there in addition to just playing you a bunch of music from Captain Beefheart. So that'll be coming in the new year on January 16th, just the day after he would have turned 70 years old. But I wanted to play you some music from him, which actually ended up being the final record that I bought in 2010. So the last one goes to the good Captain, and it's his record from 1968, Strictly Personal. And the song that you're going to hear right now starts off the second side. It's called On Tomorrow. So once again, little tribute to Captain Beefheart, and we'll do a big tribute to him around his birthday next year. Starting off things here on Melting Pot, here at KPFK 90.7 FM. We'll be right back.
Oh!
You're listening to Melting Pot here on KPFK 90.7 FM. You just heard music from Lee Stevens, who used to be in Blue Cheer and put out a really exceptional psychedelic record on his own called Red Weather from around 1970, I do believe, on the Philips record label. The song you heard from that record, Another Dose of Life, that might be my favorite psych record of all time. I just love the way the drums sound on that record, in addition to the guitars and everything else. Just a great record, and highly recommended. Tough to find. There was a, I think, Akrama reissue, but apparently Lee didn't make any money off of that one. But then there was another reissue at the beginning of the year, I think from Sundazed, of that album. So you should be able, actually, to find it on vinyl, even. Ahead of that, music from Antonio Carlos e Jocafi from Brazil, from a record that is titled Você Abusou. But I think the Brazilian version is Mudeia de Ideia, and Hypnos, the name of the track. The version I have, I think, is from Argentina or something like that. But also, nice record. All these nice records, I suppose. It's the best of records I picked up in 2010. You heard music from Howlin' Wolf, a record that he apparently hated, and a lot of blues purists hated, but I just love that record. The Howlin' Wolf album on Cadet Concept from 1968... Smokestat Lightning, the name of the track. And if you're a fan of the Black Keys, then you should well know that they are obviously big fans of that record from Howlin' Wolf. And start things off with a big fan of Howlin' Wolf's, and somebody who will be dearly, dearly missed. Captain Beefheart at the top of the set and show from Strictly Personal from 1968, the last record I got this year. On Tomorrow, the name of the track from Captain Beefheart and his Magic Band starting off things. In the background right now is a French group called Zoo that I think put out a couple records. This was their first one, self-titled. It just says Zoo on the front, and it's orange on Mercury. Mammouth, the name of the instrumental from the group Zoo. Going to get the next set started off with music from The Runaways. You know, I've always loved The Runaways. I think maybe I had a cassette or maybe a CD that had their music on it, but I never actually had their first record from 1976, self-titled record on vinyl, and picked it up a little while ago at Records LA, thankfully. Even had the original insert with the lyrics. And so this is a song written by Joan Jett when she was, 16, 17 years old, something like that. All the Runaways were pretty, pretty young when they put out this first record. The name of the song is Drive Me Wild from the Runaways here on Melting Pot at KPFK.
When you're teenage hands. She's my
Essa é a história de uma mina que tentou fazer uma bola de chiclete na praia. Foi uma tremenda curtição, bicho. Pode crer. Ontem lá na praia, quando vi você fazer uma bochecha grande, botou o nego pra correr. Bochechuda,
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 bochechuda.
Bochecha grande, nunca vi ninguém fazer. Bochechuda. Tu fez tanta força pra poder encher uma bola de chiclete e nem pôde perceber que todo mundo a seu lado estava a te olhar. E no fim de tudo aquilo só se ouvia a gente a gritar: bochechuda.
Bochechuda!
Bochechuda!
Bochechuda! Bochechuda! Bochechuda!
Bochechuda!
Bochechuda! Bochechuda! Bochechuda! Bochechuda!
Sua opinião lá na praia?
Buchechuda. Buchechuda.
Sit in your face, you ask me how it feels.
You're listening to KPFK 90.7 FM in Melting Pot. Here in our last end of the month, all vinyl freeform kind of show. You just heard music from The Pretty Things from a record called Parachute, released on the Rare Earth record label. Down more psychedelic side of The Pretty Things, Cries from the Midnight Circus, the name of the track. Ahead of that, music from Tony Tornado from a self-titled record, which is actually his second record from, the record's out of my reach right now. I think 1972 or 73, something like that, is when that record came out in Brazil on the Odeon record label. In Bushishuda, the name of the track from Tony Tornado. We had music from Toussaint McCall out of New Orleans. In Shimmy, the name of the song from a 7-inch on the Ron record label. Freddie King was just slicing through a track called Going Down. Just that guitar from Freddie King. So sharp. Getting Ready is the name of the record. That's from on the Scepter record label. We also had some music from the Flamin' Groovies, a song I could not resist playing, Teenage Head, from a record of the same title. And that just seemed to fit so perfectly after the Runaways doing Drive Me Wild at the top of the set from their self-titled record that came out back in 1976. In the background is Haircut and the Impossibles. This song is called Socket My Way, from a record on the Somerset record label called Call It Soul, from Haircut and the Impossibles. This also finds its way in two or three other places. Kind of like one of those exploito kind of bands, and music ended up in a couple of different areas. I want to say like 101 Strings also has maybe the most famous version of this, which includes the strings and whatnot on, what is it, Flame Out? Something like that, from Astro Sound 2000. I can't remember. But this is a pretty cool version from Haircut and the Impossibles that we have in the background. I'm going to start off the next set with kind of a crazy little record, but I figured this was as good a place as I could find to throw this in. We'll see what I mix out of this with. But a very great record from James Chance, or James White at this point, and The Contortions, by The Contortions, and Bedroom Athlete, the name of the song you're hearing now on Melting Pot here at KPFK. Thank you.
socialized. I won't be your slave unless you will be mine. Oh! I'm not a bit too happy, but baby, I'm not on that train. I need to chew out. I need to be restrained. And if you work with the service, oh, you better use a pump. The after is what I would. Oh, you better use a stump.
So young, I I was 16 then and a grown-up son, Then my daddy said, listen what I say, son, it's not my fault that you went away, I brought her to the train last night, your mom's never gonna hold you tight, She went to a friend in the city of LA, that's the place where she's gonna stay, And then we lived together,
oh no, it didn't matter,
Now I work and sing my song,
life is right, life is wrong,
my bed and the room was cold, Then I heard a man knocking on the door, and down I came from the seventh floor, Sorry kid, you were in bed, but I have to tell you that your pa is dead, The train, he brought me far away, but I never found my mom in LA, We never get together,
oh boy, it didn't matter,
Now I work and sing my song,
life is right, life is wrong,
quem sabe. cidade me acalma. Estrela vulgar, avagar. Rio e também posso chorar.
Music from Gal Costa here on KPFK's Melting Pot. Hotel das Estrellas, the name of the track from a record which I want to say was originally released in 1971 called Legal. I guess this was her third record under her name. But the copy I have actually is a reissue from 1982. And in some cases, actually, kind of like the sound better on those Brazilian reissues from the early 80s than the original mono records. They just hold up a little better. Also in the set, you heard music from a group called Ginger Ale. I don't know anything at all about that group. They had a 7-inch on the Pip record label and a pretty cool song right there, The Seventh Floor. Just love the production on that number. We had music from James Brown, a great rockin' instrumental, which he may not be featured on. Or perhaps he's playing the keyboards on it. It's a mystery. But it is show is funky down here. That's the record that it's on. Pretty much seems like that's, what was the name of the group? The Grodrick Whipperjenny, Dave Matthews' group. Kind of like a lot of people call it their secret second record. But it's under James's name. So there you go. You Mother You. That's the name of the instrumental. Start things off with somebody who was clearly influenced by James Brown. Though also, maybe Albert Eiler and a few others, and just put it all together. Mr. James White and the Contortions from the record By the Contortions, Bedroom Athlete, the name of the song. In the background, Tim Weisberg, Time Cube, the name of the track from a LP called Hurtwood Edge, but it's also available on a single. I got a whole nother hour of vinyl goodies for you here at KPFK 90.7 FM Los Angeles, 98.7 FM Santa Barbara, all over the world at kpfk.org. You are tuned currently to Melting Pot. My name is Michael Barnes, and I'm your host for this show here at the end of the year and the end of the month, doing all vinyl freeform from my collection and playing some of the best things I picked up here in 2010. And I'll be back with something from Rotary Connection after a couple of quick messages.